Heard exclusively on the Tom Joyner Morning Show.
Don't believe the hype.
From our New York studios, up in Harlem, Don Lemon. Good morning.
Good morning. I got to go here and tell you this because this is a crisis, everyone. This is a crisis. Let me tell you a story. It is a tale of two cities, one is Chicago, the other New York. And it starts like this.
It's 10 p.m. Do you know where your children are?
Do you guys remember that? Was it in your city?
Yeah.
Do you remember that from the TV and the radio?
Yeah.
Do you know where it came from?
No.
It started in the summer of 67 when youth curfews were put into place after rioting and unrest in several U.S. cities like Newark, Buffalo, Chicago, Los Angeles, and beyond. Some say that phrase started in Buffalo. Others say it was New York City, where the news anchor on the 10 o'clock news began each nightly broadcast with that phrase as a reminder to parents to keep their children off the streets. That station in New York City was WNYW. It was WNEW back then, and it was the first television station at which I ever worked. I often wondered why the announcer would ask that question before the beginning of each broadcast, but I never got to the bottom of it until now, until this past holiday week, when an astounding number of people were injured by gunfire in New York City and Chicago. In Chicago, a staggering 82 people were shot, most of them young people. 16 of them died. The mayor and the police chief announced this week that they are overwhelmed by guns and gangs, and they are scrambling to put hundreds more officers out on the streets as fast as they can. Last weekend in New York City, 12 people were shot, most of them young people. 3 of them were killed. But the weekend before that, 21 people, mostly young people, were shot in the city. 2 died. Shooting violence is up 10%, so much that some residents who celebrated when the city's controversial stop and frisk policy was scaled back are now wondering if it should make a return.
Now you got these kids running around here with these guns and whatnot. They feel more safer carrying them. They are more aggressive. They are more bold. And they know now that the man can't stop them. So they bring the guns out.
Yeah, it was better. If I got mad if they did my son, you know, which he's a good boy, but they need to bring stop and frisk back.
The police department is also wondering if they need to bring it back, and they have commissioned a study to figure it out. Ending the program, which many call racial profiling, was one of the signature promises of New York City's new mayor, Bill de Blasio. And depending on the study's outcome, he may have to renege. Too much money is at stake. And as history shows, money can quite often trump civil rights. So to the people who can make a difference outside of the police department, the people who can help stop the violence other than the police, the people who can save young lives right in their own homes, that's the parents. Here's my question to you. Whatever o'clock it may be, a.m. or p.m., do you know where your children are?
Hey, Don, you said they're doing a study about stop and frisk, or they've done a study already about stop and frisk?
They commissioned a study. They're studying it now to see
on whether or not violence went down when they were...
On whether or not
when they were,
gun shootings went up when stop and frisk was... Well, they didn't completely stop it, they say, but police officers don't really do it now because they don't want to be sued. So they don't do it. But it was declared unconstitutional. There was an agreement between the police department and the mayor that they would do it with probable cause and that there would be some sort of safeguard or watch. They'd be watched while they were doing it. But most police officers, they will tell you, they don't do it now. They stopped doing it by 90%. Well, in one neighborhood in East New York where they stopped, gun violence is up 30%. And those were the people you heard from. They said, you know what? I didn't like it when we had it, but I wonder if they need to come back because now I just see people openly carrying guns.
I don't hear about stop and frisk in Chicago.
No.
No, they don't. Chicago, every city has stop and frisk.
Their own version.
But it was abused, their own version. But it was abused so much in New York City. They were
stopping
so many black and brown people.
Black and brown people.
And then they didn't find most of the people that they were stopping and frisking. They didn't find anything. But what they believe is that if people know that you can be stopped and frisked for any reason, then they're not going to carry certain things on them.
Don Lemon, good job. Make you think. Is stop and frisk racial profiling, or is it necessary to keep violence down?